This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News in the headlines. A local real estate developer believes Barbados is poised for a record-breaking construction boom in 2025. Government signs a $40 million US loan agreement with the Inter-American Development Bank aimed at driving climate resilience. The Barbados Union of Teachers hopeful that key challenges will be addressed before the start of the new school term, and children as young as 10 years old could face adult jail time in an Australian state. Good morning. I'm Carol Toppin. Details to the news just ahead. A local real estate developer expects Barbados may have the biggest construction boom in this country's history next year. Businessman Mark Maloney points out that a record 80,000 tons of concrete has already been used on projects here this year. This is more than the previous record set when Dodds Prison and Kensington Oval were under construction.
If you look at the concrete sales in Barbados right now, I think at one time when the prison was being built and Kensington Oval and various other projects, Barbados was like at 80,000 tons of cement a year, and that was the most ever. I think this year we've surpassed that already, and next year we maybe double that. So that is a good gauge and indication of what's going on and what is to come. So, but we need to be prepared for it. You know, you can't build cars without having good roads. You can't build airplanes without having good airports. You can't build big ships without having ports that can take them. We can't build big projects on the construction to the state development side unless we have the infrastructure to support it.
Mr. Maloney believes the level of construction activity next year may be so hectic, accessing all the resources might be a challenge.
So I see next year as probably, in the history of this country, the most amount of work ever undertaken. I think it's going to be a major boost to the economy, but also a big challenge because we have, you know, a shortage of resources to be able to do all of these projects at the same time. So looking at labor resources, equipment and infrastructure resources to get them done is significant. It's something that our group has been working diligently on and planning for. You can't just wake up tomorrow morning and pull resources to start a project. You have to plan it. And where there's, you know, 1,000 hotel keys being built over the next 2 years, that in itself is more work than has been done in Barbados over the last several years at once. So the hotel sectors are going to use up a significant amount of resources, and certainly they'll have to bring in some from overseas. And same with the housing sectors, condominiums, commercial buildings. You know, the government has a lot of infrastructure projects ongoing and planned. So it is going to be exciting.
He also addressed growing concerns that skilled labor will be sidelined for new technological advances in the construction industry.
And it doesn't mean that you don't have work for masons or laborers or carpenters and all that, just different type of work for them. You go into more finishing work. So a mason doesn't just do foundations and structures and all that. Those same masons do finishing work. So you're creating more finished work opportunity and maybe less laborious work. And it gives persons the opportunity to get more of a skill and use that skill more often. So a mason that is building a foundation and doing footings and then has to do block work and then a ring beam and then a floor slab and so on, they're still going to do those, but then they go from that point to finishing work and they're able to do more finishing work and be able to use their finishing skills more. There is no less opportunity. There is no taking away for work from other people because you're doing things with technology.
Businessman Mark Maloney. Government has signed a new $40 million US loan agreement with the Inter-American Development Bank aimed at driving climate resilience and water security in the country. The funding will go towards the Barbados Climate Resilient South Coast Water Reclamation Project, which will provide treated wastewater for irrigation on local farms to address climate challenges such as drought. In a brief signing ceremony at Ilara Court last evening, IDB President Ilan Golfan outlined the aims of the project.
The South Coast Water Reclamation Facility will provide treated wastewater for irrigation and groundwater recharge, benefiting 1,320 hectares of farmland and 210 vulnerable farmers. Upgraded, the sewage system will reduce pollution, protect ecosystem, and improve sanitation. The facility will double water availability by 2050, safeguard marine ecosystems, and enhance food security. It will strengthen the Barbados Water Authority.
Meantime, Prime Minister Mia Amor-Motley highlighted the importance of the initiative, especially for specific parishes.
So the real work begins now in being able to make sure that we can reconstruct the South Coast Sewage Treatment Plant by allowing it to have treated water as opposed to just simply separating liquids from solids. And it is that treated water that will be used to augment our aquifers and will be used to be able to irrigate non-leafy green agricultural products in St. Philip and St. George. We're using the old railway system, we hope, to be able to carry those irrigation pipes to where they're most needed.
Prime Minister Mia Amor-Motley. The Barbados Union of Teachers remains hopeful that key challenges from the school term, which ended yesterday, will be addressed before the next term begins. President of the union, Rudy Lovell, detailed some of the issues at several schools across the country, including the sudden deaths of three teachers. Mr. Lovell also highlighted the need for action on promised policies, such as those related to security and maintenance, which have yet to be implemented.
We had issues at Eden Lodge Primary, Parkinson Memorial, St. Luke's Brighton, issues with bees. As you know, the issue at the Grand Islands Memorial School, acts of aggression by parents at two schools. And we also had to deal, unfortunately, with the death of three teachers who died unexpectedly this academic term from three primary schools. We note with interest the promised security policy has still not yet been implemented. We know also that there has been a promise to have a maintenance policy implemented. We are hopeful that these two policies will be implemented in the upcoming school term.
Mr. Lovell is urging teachers to prioritize their health and safety as they prepare for the upcoming school term.
We also want to encourage our members, while we may not know the specific circumstances that led to the passing of our colleagues, we want them to take proactive steps to safeguard their health and to remember that prevention is better than cure. We urge teachers to prioritize their health and well-being and to make a concerted effort to manage work-life balance and schedule regular health checkups and maintain a healthy diet.
President of the Barbados Union of Teachers, Rudy Lovell. The UK government has donated £27 million to countries in the northeastern quadrant of the Caribbean to help regional authorities investigate and disrupt criminal networks to strengthen law enforcement, tackle gangs, and keep drugs out of the Caribbean Sea. The announcement came from UK Foreign Secretary David Lammy as he addressed a high-level delegation of security officials who met in Barbados for the Regional Security and Justice Summit at the Lloyd Erskine Sandiford Centre.
We all know what's needed. Stronger borders, stronger law enforcement, stronger courts, better information sharing between jurisdictions, clamping down on corruption, but also giving genuine options to young people so they have jobs and opportunity. And that's why I'm very pleased that this new Labour government in the United Kingdom is announcing £27 million of new funding for the region. This will build up law enforcement's intelligence gathering capabilities in the Northern and Eastern Caribbean, giving them the tools to take on the criminals, and it will support public campaigns to discourage individuals from turning to violence.
As UK Foreign Secretary David Lammy. The Australian state of Queensland has passed laws which will see children as young as 10 subject to the same penalties as adults if convicted of crimes such as murder, serious assault, and break-ins. The government says the harsher sentencing rules are in response to community outrage over crimes being perpetrated by young offenders and will act as a deterrent. But many experts have pointed to research showing that tougher penalties do not reduce youth offending and can in fact exacerbate it. The United Nations has also criticized the reforms, arguing they disregard conventions on human rights of children and violate international law. Recapping the headlines. A local real estate developer believes Barbados is poised for a record-breaking construction boom in 2025. Government signs a $40 million US dollar loan agreement with the Inter-American Development Bank aimed at driving climate resilience. The Barbados Union of Teachers hopeful that key challenges will be addressed before the start of the new school term. And children as young as 10 could face adult jail time in an Australian state. that was the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. Don't miss the latest with Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now. I'm Carol Toppin. Good morning.